Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa High School football coach Eddie Miner after a tough one last week against a very good St. Mary's team that won state last year, of course, in Class 1A. Coach, this was a tough one. Your thoughts on the game overall?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a tough game. You know, what they do, they run a very basic, simple offense, you know, maybe three running plays and you know, just a couple of pass patterns just to keep everybody honest. But, hey, they're well coached. They play hard. They play from the snap to the whistle and you know, everything you would expect of a reigning state champion team. And that's, you know, they're kind of one of the teams that I look to as far as, you know, trying to get us to that point, you know, and to, you know, to work hard like that and just do basic, simple things and do them well. And we're kind of getting better each week to, you know, to get to that level.
And one of the guys that has been taking some slight improvements each week is Trenton Van Houten. He had 8 completions with 107 passing yards. He has the touchdown as well. Your thoughts on the way he played?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, he jumped in when needed. And, you know, does a really good job. And you know, with Coy back this week, you know, trying to come back as one of our backup quarterbacks. But he's having a heck of a year as a receiver, too. And, you know, I hate to take one completely away from him just to focus on the other, but he'll be in both capacities for us. And yeah, he's working hard. He's starting to understand things a lot better as well too. So, you know, we week in and week out, we expect a lot from these guys. And the one thing is we expect him to work hard and be a team player and believe in Oski and to be honest with you, the message is, I believe, getting through loud and clear to them. And we've got a lot of kids that are committed and dedicated and being good team Oski Bears.
Absolutely. As I'm here with Oskaloosa Bears head football coach Eddie Miner. And coach, without Coy, and you guys only had 17 carries for minus 5 yards. Is this kind of game that you just kind of throw out and say, okay, on to the next? And if not, then what are some things that you're trying to take away from this game and improve upon in your game coming up against Jefferson County North?
Well, you always try to learn something from some, you know, from the good, bad, or indifferent. But yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, sometimes, you know, things just kind of get a little bit out of your hands, and you know, you just try to do your best and do your job. And that's why, you know, our message of just focus on us, control what we can control, do what we do, and you know, there's not a whole lot of things that football teams can throw at you. You know, they're only going to block certain ways. They have 11, we have 11. They're all in high school, we're all in high school. They can't put 12 people out there, and they can't, you know, can't do something. Generally, everything's borrowed anyway in football and just improved upon, but they didn't do anything that we haven't seen. They block, they tackle, you know, and it's, you know, we just have to respond and do what we know what to do and how to do it and just go ahead and do it. And like I said, our kids didn't give up. And so that's a big positive. And they worked hard, and some kids had to step up and play. A couple of them in positions they hadn't been accustomed to playing, but you know what? That's what you have to do sometimes. You just got to adjust with the times, and that's what they did. And so, yeah, you know, now it's on to JCN, and that's where our focus is. We're gonna focus on the windshield and, you know, just check the rearview mirror every now and again.
Awesome, love that. And coach, talking about Jefferson County North, they are the number three, as you're aware, they're the number three team in the state, kind of depending on which rankings you look at, but we'll go according to Cape Reps for this one. Your thoughts on the way they've played this year? What are some things you know about them?
Oh, they play really hard. They hustle all over the place. You know, they play good team football. They're active. They're active on offense, they're active on defense, and they just move and play good team football. They tackle, they block, and you know, we've got to be able to match their intensity and even, you know, try to surpass it a little bit.
Here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. And last question for you. You guys are moving up to 2A next year in football. What does that mean for you guys, if anything?
That means we have more kids, and that's a good thing. You know, we've had, I think, 36 on the team this year. And last year when I took over, I think we had 26, 27. So that's obviously a plus, but it'll be good, you know. I was kind of hoping that, you know, we had so many numbers, we'd move up 3A or 4A, but I know that doesn't happen overnight. But I'm excited about it. You know, I know everybody talks about, you know, with obviously Silver Lake and Rossville and all those things. Hey, we'll play whoever we need to play.
Love that attitude, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. As always, always a fun interview getting to talk with you. And I'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Well, sounds good. I appreciate it, Jared. You have a great day today.
That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Pia Friend Realty.